Glory be to God. If you are there, I'll read in your hearing. It says, when the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, we will mobilize our forces at such and such a place. But immediately, Elisha, the man of God, would warn the king of Israel, do not go near that place, for the Arameans are planning to mobilize their troops there. So the king of Israel would send word to the place indicated by the man of God. Time again, Elisha warned the king so that he would be on the alert there. The king of Aram became very upset over this. He called his officers together and demanded, which of you is the traitor? Who has been informing the king of Israel of my plans? It is not us, my lord, the king. One of the officers replied, Elisha, the prophet in Israel, tells the king of Israel even the words you speak in the privacy of your bedroom. Glory be to God. So go and find out where he is, the king commanded, so I can send troops to seize him. And the report came back. Elisha is at Dothan. So one night the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere, surrounded. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than on theirs. Glory be to God. Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. As the Aramean army advanced towards him, Elisha prayed, O Lord, please make them blind. So the Lord struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. Then Elisha went out and told them, you have come the wrong way. This isn't the right city. Follow me and I will take you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to the city of Samaria. As soon as they had entered Samaria, Elisha prayed, O Lord, now open their eyes and let them see. So the Lord opened their eyes and they discovered that they were in the middle of Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he shouted to Elisha, my father, should I kill them? Should I kill them? Of course not, Elisha replied. We kill prisoners of war. Give them food and drink and send them home again to their master. So the king made a great feast for them and then sent them home to their master. After that, the Arameans raiders stay away from the land of Israel. Glory be to God. That's the word of God, and it is blessed. My brothers and sisters, I want you to join with me this morning, and I want you to pray with me as we go to the word of God, what God has to say. I'm coming from a simple topic that says, hey, God's got you covered. Shabra, korobosh, kabra, robo, shamanderebe. We have coverage. Hey, God's got you covered. Glory be to God. You may take your seat. Glory be to God. The story is told of a man who in the prime of his life married a beautiful girl. He loved her very much and committed within himself, as most of us do, that comes what may, he would never leave nor forsake her. Sounds familiar? One day she developed a dreadful disease that tarnished her beautiful skin, and slowly she started to lose her beauty. It so happened that one day her husband left for a tour that took him far and wide. But while returning, he met in an accident and lost his eyesight. Nonetheless, their stupendous love and affection for each other remained strong. But as days and months passed, she lost her beauty gradually. Her blind husband did not know this, and so there was no difference in their married life. The mutual love, trust, and dependency continue as faithfully as the day they met. Sadly, one day this disease took a toll on her body, which ended her life. Her death brought him great sorrows, and life for him in that town became unbearable. He finished all her last rites and made plans to relocate to another place. As he prepared to leave town, a man from behind called and said, "Now, how will you be able to walk all alone? All these months your wife used to help you." He replied, "I am not blind. I was acting because if she knew I could see her skin condition due to a disease she had no control over, it would hurt her more than the disease itself." He added, "I didn't love her for her outside beauty only, but I fell in love with her caring and loving nature. Therefore, I pretended to be blind because my greatest desire was to keep her happy." Glory be to God. My brothers and sisters, isn't that how it is with God? He sees us when we are broken, burdened, and in a deteriorated state, and still loved us just the same. In fact, he makes special accommodation for us, saying, "Come boldly to the throne of grace. There we will receive his mercy and find grace to help us when we need it most." He says that we are to cast our cares upon him, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Every now and then, all of us are faced with situations in our lives that have us asking the question, "How in the name of heaven am I going to get out of this one?" The halls of history are filled with examples of brave men and women that found themselves in life and death situations, and whether by faith or by fate, have had to fight their way through great peril in order to get a foothold or a seat at the table of human existence. However, in the process, they have left us their experiences as blueprint from which we can pattern our lives in order to be successful and victorious. We ourselves often go to great length to educate, isolate, and insulate our lives so that trouble in whatever form it takes will not become a regular part of our lives' experience. We aspire towards Ivy League education because we believe that it is one of the pathways that will help us to climb the ladder of success and to help to guarantee financial stability. We choose our friend carefully so that we do not fall victim to the heels of negative stereotypical behavior. Even the unspoken American dreams of suburban home ownership and the proverbial picket fence is full of virtues designed to keep troubles far from our doorstep. However, in spite of our greatest effort and aspiration, trouble always seems to make its way into our lives one way or another. God. Without warning our time to be prepared, we are often beset with mind-numbing problems that threaten to permanently derail us and take us off course. One day, everything is going according to plan. Then suddenly you wake up and find yourself surrounded by trouble on every side. Trouble that comes in the form of a pandemic that turned the whole world upside down and create nothing but havoc, chaos, and fear. Trouble that saps your energy, steal your motivation, drain your inspiration, and mute your aspiration. Trouble that have robbed you of your livelihood and left you in bewilderment. Trouble that has taken away your security and left you at the mercy of the government that has only one thing on their mind, and that is definitely not you and me. I'm talking about trouble. Trouble that has you hooked up to a ventilator, grasping for for ear and not being able to see or communicate with your loved ones and not knowing whether you're going to make it out of this one alive or not. Trouble that has you on the street ground with an officer kneeling in your neck screaming, I can't breathe. George Floyd. Trouble, my brothers and sisters. Trouble that comes calling you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And take your life while you are sleeping in your bed as an officer bursts into your home opening fire. Breonna Taylor, has anybody ever had any trouble? Glory be to God. Trouble that has invaded your marriage and left you in a state of devastation and desperation. Trouble that has placed you in a place of depression and separation. Glory be to God. Trouble that leads into isolation, trouble that has put you in a place of depression and separation and isolation that leads to nothing but frustration and misinterpretation. Trouble that has infected your health that suddenly brought on sickness and disease, and as a result it leaves you in a place of discouragement, torment, and sleepless night. I'm talking about trouble. You are in your own space, minding your own business, and guess who shows up knocking at the door? Trouble. They come in the form of your children acting out of character. Their attitude and behavior do not represent the morals and values you have instilled in them. Church trouble comes. It comes with the territory. And although we try so hard to avoid it at all costs, it is unfortunate. It is the unfortunate. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Unfortunately, it is the unavoidable byproduct of living. They are the given in any situations. Oh, glory be to God. Trouble that taunts you, trouble that haunts you, trouble that tries to redefine you as inadequate, insufficient, and less than, and unable to measure up. Trouble that make you want to run and hide. You know the kind of trouble that want to make you stay inside. Trouble that keeps your friends at bay. The kind that makes it hard to pray. The one that changed sweet fellowship into hostility and wealth into poverty. Tell your neighbor, God knows all about your troubles, and he has got you covered. Oh, glory be to God. Robo Shabrandaraba. Brothers and sisters, we would like to believe that we can go through life without troubles, but there is no such thing as a trouble-free life. They are part of the landscape in the terrain of life. They are the props on the stage of time. Trouble has no respect of person, place, or time. It comes in all size and shapes. Glory be to God. Brothers and sisters, we can into a world filled with troubles, and we will not leave this world without experiencing trouble one way or another. Oh, glory be to God. However, Jesus Christ reminds us in John 16 and verse 33, where he said, in this world we will have trouble. It is a certainty. It is a guarantee. There is no getting around it, and there is no doubt about it. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Oh, glory be to God. Can I tell somebody this morning, trouble doesn't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, sweet joy comes in the morning. Oh, glory be to God. God has definitely got you covered. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, shamande koroboshkabra. Oh, shabrakandarabasekendidibia. Believers in Christ, if we are not connected to the source of God's word to remind us who we are and whose we are, we can become sucked into the vortex of despair that will drag us down to the very pit of hell itself. Oh, glory be to God. But can I tell somebody this morning, it is in those moments of utter darkness that there must be a word to sanitize and stabilize your mind, a word to sustain and keep you off the edge, a word to transform and reform your spirit, a
word to realign and adjust your thought process, a word to reignite your passion and your fire, a word to change your perspective and allow you to see that all things work together for the good of them that are called according to his purpose. Oh, glory be to God. I want to let somebody know that there is a word for whatever unexpected situation or circumstances that you are facing today. If you are sick this morning, then the word of God said he sent his word to heal and deliver them from their destruction. If you are tired and weary, then the word of God says to come. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Oh, glory be to God. If you are overwhelmed, then the word of God says, fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. God will uphold you with his righteous right hand. Tell somebody, the word is active. The word is still active. The word is still alive. And it still works. Oh, glory be to God. 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 Roshe kandaraba, robo shabra kanderebe, rababa koshkabra. Glory be to God. Refuge, you are covered. Glory be to God. It is pivotal, my brothers and sisters, to have someone who can help to connect us back to reality. Someone who does not only see through the natural eyes. In the words of the motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar, you need a checkup from the neck up to eliminate stinking thinking and avoid hardening of the attitude. Whatever trouble that you are dealing with, I want to let you know that Jesus knows all about it and he has got you covered. Glory be to God. Therefore, no need to be anxious, jittery, or jumpy. Don't be perplexed, agitated, or upset. For the great I am that I am got you covered. Oh, glory be to God. Brothers and sisters, God is still on the throne. Jesus Christ is still in control. And the Holy Spirit is still our covenant partner in the hurt. He's our helper, protector, and deliverer. He will hide you in the secret place of his pavilion. The Holy Spirit will cover you. That's the guarantee and certainty that we have as believers in this uncertain world. He has got you covered. Oh, glory be to God. He will not leave you, my brothers and sisters. He will not forsake you. The Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against him. Won't he cover you? There is no need to be bewildered or befuddled over what is happening in this troublesome world around us, because Jesus Christ reassures us to let not our hearts be troubled, and that God is our refuge in the time of trouble. His everlasting arms are always there to protect, guide, and secure us. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. The question then, my brothers and sisters, is how do we counteract trouble? Glory be to God. We have got to be connected. We have got to be intertwined, inundated, and captivated in prayer. Oh, glory be to God. Prayer has got to become the number one fundamental element in order for us to survive trouble. Oh, glory be to God. Prayer is our weapon, and it is one of the greatest resources that we have at our disposal. Oh, glory be to God. The whole hymn exhorts us to take everything to God in prayer. He says it is a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, glory be to God. Our peace is underwritten and secure when we go to him in prayer. The songwriter asks, have we trials and temptations? situation. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Just take it to the Lord in prayer. God's got you covered in prayer. Oh, glory be to God. Our God is bigger. He's mightier, greater, stronger, and much more powerful than any situation you are facing or dealing with. Jehovah got you covered. Oh, glory be to God. When you find yourself, my brothers and sisters, when you find yourself messed up, backed up, and jacked up, God has a way of stepping in and neutralizing the advances of the enemy. He did it for Adam when, because of his disobedience, he found himself exposed and naked, nothing to cover his guilt and shame. Sin left him isolated and intimidated, separated and emasculated. And so he did what most of us would do when sin come knocking at our doors. He ran and hid himself. But can I tell you, people of God, you cannot hide from the omniscient, all-seeing, the omnipotent, all-powerful, the omnipresent, all-present God. Oh, glory be to God. That God does not only hear when we call on him, but he sees and knows all things. And even before we decided to get involved with sin, he made arrangement to cover us. He promised to cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. Oh, glory be to God. He's a refuge. The shadow of God is over you. Oh, glory be to God. Our fig leaf covering is no match for the shedding blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. The word of God declares that God made him who had no sin, hallelujah, glory be to God, to become sin for us, so that we might, through his covering, become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody need to holler in this church this morning, on this blessed Sunday morning. Cover me, Jesus, cover me. Cover me, Jesus, cover me. Cover me, Jesus, cover me. Cover me from the evil one who is trying to ruin my future and destroy my destiny. Cover me from the enemy that has got me perplexed and vexed. Cover me from the enemy that has got me tripped up, mixed up, and hit up. Cover me from the enemy who has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Cover my mind. Cover my body. Cover my soul. Cover me, Jesus. Cover me. Jesus, cover me. Cover me, Lord. I need your covering. Does anybody need his covering? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to your mighty name. Oh, Shamande Korobushkabra. Glory be to God. We need the covering. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God has been in the covering business for a very long time. He covered Joseph from the pit of the plot of his brothers. He took him out of the pit of despair and promoted him to Potiphar's house. When the enemy sought to destroy him and throw him in jail, God used it as a launching pad for his promotion. For his promotion into the position of prime minister over Egypt. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but somebody under the sound of my voice is feeling like I can't catch a break. Oh, glory be to God. Just when I made it over one hurdle, here comes another. Not of my making or my choosing. I did everything I was supposed to do. I went the extra mile. I dotted the I's and I crossed the T's, but still I find myself, oh, glory be to God, surrounded. Oh, my God. Yes, the enemy will do everything within his power to block you and to stop you. If he can't control you, then he will try to sabotage and overthrow you. But I've come to encourage the body of the true and living God on this morning to hold your peace in Zion and not worry. Don't allow your setback to cause you to sit back, but be prepared for a greater comeback. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. Just hold on. Hold on a little longer. Hold on a little longer. God's got you covered. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Shabra Kandaraba. Rababa Shokondelebe. Robo Shabra. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I don't care who or what is trying to attack you, who is coming, fighting, and conspiring against you. We decree and declare this morning that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It shall not prosper. It will not prosper. Oh, glory be to God. No necromancy, no voodoo or udo. You are under the covering blood of Emmanuel. I say to you this morning, fret not yourself because of any evildoers, for I read somewhere in Psalms 34 that the angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear him. He have got you covered. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Shabra Kandaraba. Oh, Robo Shabra. Oh, Shamande Kerebe. Oh, Robo Shabra Kandaraba. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The angel of the Lord encamp around those who fear him. You have got the angelic covering, not just behind you, but all around you. I release the angelic covering in this house this morning. I release the blood of Jesus to cover you and everything concerning your life. In the name of Jesus, I command the heavens to release the power of God to secure and protect you from every diabolical force, from every satanic intention. In the name of Jesus, I release the blood to cover you. I release the blood to shield you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Shabra. Oh, Shamande Kerebe. Oh, Rababasho Kondidibia. Oh, Shabra Kanderebe Soko. Robo Shamandidibia. Come on, worship the Lord. Robo Shabra Kandidibia. Rababa Keshka Brandoraba. Robo Shabra. If you believe that you have covering, release it. Declare it. Declare it in the name of Jesus. Declare it over your house. Declare it this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. People of God, we are not alone. No need to fear. No need to be alarmed. For the Bible declares in Matthew 28:20, for lo, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstances, and on every occasion, even to the end of age. God promised never to leave us, never to leave us alone. Oh, glory be to God. The devil cannot touch you. The devil cannot stop you. Oh, glory be to God. In the words of Mr. MC Ama, can't touch this. Oh, glory be to God. He cannot touch you without God's approval. God must give approval for the enemy to touch you. Oh, glory be to God. Nothing happen under the sun without God's approval. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Shamande Kerebe. Oh, Shamande Raba. People of God, it's not about what the enemy can do to you, but it's about the power of the God that we serve. Jehovah the Mighty One, who sits upon the throne, he has the eternal power to interject and overturn, to overrule and to reverse every platform, the pit of hell, that the enemy has launched against you, your family, and ministry. Oh my God, I want you to rise up on this blessed Sunday morning and take authority over the atmosphere. Lift up your voices, you holy people of God, so that the King of Glory can come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in is your source. On the number one means of our protection. He will cover you in any situation. Lift up your hands on all of your belly. Declare to the airways that God got me covered. Oh my God, I am covered. I am covered. I am covered. I am covered. Covered by his blood. Covered. Oh my God.
Glory be to God. You are covered. You are covered. It is William M. Ramsey who experienced the covering and felt compelled to write these words. I am overshadowed by his boundless love, and I have protection from my Lord above. Jesus walks beside me every passing day, and I know he will guide me all the way. O shamande koshkabra. O shabra kandibia. O rebe kende debeshkabra. O mandidibi ondoroboshkabra. Eshabra kandorobo sekendidibia. We are covered and overshadowed by the divine power of our Creator. We are covered and protected by the crimson blood of the Lamb. I am insulated and fully covered under the superior power of his mighty right hand. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the hand of Yeshua Amasiah. Oh, glory be to God. People of God, stand still and receive the covering of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. For Jesus purchased full coverage for us all. And it ain't from MetLife, Prudential, or State, our AXA. Oh, glory be to God. But it's the promise of a guaranteed eternal life purchased by his blood, cross and shield. It is coverage that goes with you wherever you find yourself. Oh my God Almighty, you are covered. Oh my God, covered by angel. Covered in the name of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, just as this pandemic has brought hallelujah disturbance and change the trajectory of living, so famine drove the children of Israel into Egypt, where they were enslaved for over 400 years. Generation died there, never experienced the sweet taste of freedom, and generation were born only to hear of the stories of what used to be. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Pharaoh built his empire, his whole empire, on the back of God's people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And people, glory be to God, on the back of God's people. And when they gave all that they had, he demanded more, but the God of heaven still covered them there. He heard their petition when they cried out to him, oh Shabra, and this is where I love. And he turned the tables in their favor. The same people who enslaved and held them captive were not only begging for them to leave, but were happy to give them their finest treasures as they left. Oh, glory be to God. When God got ready, there was a moving and a shaking, a leaving and a taking. Oh my God, you see, brothers and sisters, God did not wait until Egypt was at their weakest to deliver the Israelites. But when they were strong and powerful, God often choose the challenges and devastation of life to reveal himself. Without them, my brothers and sisters, we will never be exposed to the fullness of his power. Paul prayed, oh, that I may know him on the power of his resurrection. And Daniel remind us in chapter 11:32 that the people that know their God shall be strong and do great exploit. Oh my God, whatever is holding you captive, oh
Oh, glory be to God. Just know that God has absolute control over it. But we must trust him to deliver us. Oh, my God. So I say to you this morning, unto myself, quit trying to deliver yourself or doing exploit in your own strength. Call out to God. He alone has the authority to bring you out victoriously. Oh, my God. Almighty God. Maybe, my friends, you find yourself today caught between situations and the fleet, like the fleeting Israelite, the Red Sea before them and an army behind them and nothing but fear and trepidation all around them. Maybe like them, you are caught between issues and circumstances that are brought you between a rock and a hard place. Your last good door has just closed and there is no open door in sight. Hallelujah, my God. There you are stuck in a dead end hallway, and the walls are closing in on you. My brothers and sisters, you can choose to throw in the towel and surrender, or you can call on the name of Jehovah Nissi, Almighty God. He's a banner. He's a covering. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's light in the darkness. He's only a prayer away, ready at a moment notice to step in and deliver. Oh my God, Almighty God, oh glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The situation may vary, but the solution remains the same. It is the name of the Lord that is our strong tower, that the righteous run in and find safety. Won't he cover you? Oh, glory be to God. The three Hebrew boys, hallelujah, glory be to God, chose God and were thrown into the fiery furnace. But the fire was no match for their God, who had them securely and fully covered. Oh, glory be to God. Oftentimes, God does not shield us from the situation, but he allows us to go through it in order to build our faith. Oh, glory be to God. It is when we are in the toughest situation that the character of God is revealed. Almighty God, Isaiah 43 and verse 2 said it best. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the river, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. God will cover you. Oh my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. David ran from Saul into the presence of God and was delivered as a result. Peter was able to rebound from the enemy's sifting because Jesus prayed for him in advance of the testing. We too are also encouraged in James chapter 1 and verse 2 to count it all joy when you go through it, when you encounter trials of many kind, because the testing of our faith develops perseverance, and when perseverance finishes its works, we will be mature, complete, and lacking nothing. Glory be to God. Roshabra, Rokoshka Brandedebe, Rukushka Brandaraba Sokonderebe, Ramamando Kushkabra. Rekesh kobronda raba sekendi dibia, ramamande koshka branda raba sekende debe, rosha brakanda raba sokondi dibia, rekesh kabrando robo sakande debe, mande debe shokondi dibia. I want you to rise in this house this morning. Hallelujah, glory be to God. If you need the covering of God, if God has ever covered you before, hallelujah, glory be to God. Begin to announce to the atmosphere. Oh my God, my covering. Full coverage in the name of Jesus Christ. Release the blood over your house. Release the blood over your car. Oh, glory be to God. That's what the Lord did, Sister Sandra. Oh, my God Almighty. When the enemy launched an attack against your husband, the Lord sent deliverance. Almighty God, the Lord blocked it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The angels of the Lord step in. The angels step in and declare, not this one. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Shamande Keshkabra. When accident come against you, declare your covering. In the name of Jesus. Though you go through the valley, declare your covering. Though you are in the darkness, declare your covering. Though you come up against obstacle, declare your covering. You are covered. You are covered. You are covered. You are shielded. You are protected by the mighty right hand of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, time won't allow me to finish this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I will say to you, get yourself under the covering. If you have slipped from under the covering, slip back underneath that covering. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I say to those that are watching on this morning, if you do not know Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory be to God. Give him your life and get under that eternal covering. Oh, blakonde keshkabra. If you find yourself on the wrong side, get back under the covering. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't depart from the covering of God. It is the greatest coverage that we can ever have. We can't live without it. We are nothing without it. So we need it every single day of our lives. Glory be to God. I bless you today. I bless you, people of God. Roshamande Koshkabra. And I pray for the covering of the Lord. I release the covering of Jesus Christ this morning. Roshamande Koroboshka Brandaraba. Rababa Keshko Brondidibia. Mande de Besokondo Roboshka Brandaraba. I release the blood to cover. Oshabra Kande de Besokondidibia. If you need the covering, hallelujah, glory be to God. If you want to get under the covering, Oshamande Koroboshka Brandaraba. Rabba lift up your hands this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you're home this morning and you're yearning for that covering, you want that covering, then I beseech you this morning, lift up your hand and say, cover me, Jesus, cover me. Cover me under your blood. Cover me under your wings. Cover me, Lord, cover me. I need your covering. I want covering on the left, covering on the right. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost before me. Hallelujah, my God, and Jesus Christ behind me. Oh Lord, my God, let the angels encamp around your people. Let the angels of the Lord stand and gap for his people. In the name of Jesus, oh glory be to God, overshadow your people. Almighty God, let not the enemy destroy your people. In the name of Jesus, put your mark upon them, put your blood upon them. Put the bloodstained banner upon your forehead. Or release the crimson blood of Jesus Christ over your body. I can decree this morning, no sickness, no disease, for you are covered. You are covered. Covered from accident. Covered from injury. Covered from attack. You are covered. Covered, covered. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray that God will cover you. God will protect you. God will shield you. And that the angels of the Lord, the host of heaven's army, will be your guard. Glory be to God. I pray for you online this morning. I pray that the grace of God will rest upon you. I pray that the peace of God will be with you. I pray that the covering of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, his blood that was shed over 2,000 years ago, hallelujah, will cover you. Cover you from the enemy that is trying to destroy you. Cover you from the enemy that is trying to rob you. cover you from the enemy that is trying to stop you, that is trying to delay you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release the covering blood of Jesus Christ. May God bless you.
Come on. Somebody lift your hands. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless the God of our salvation. My, there is a presence and there is a power that is in this house today. And I don't want anybody to leave. I want those of you that might be out in the foyer, I want you to get them in, because we're going to release blood covering right now in the name of Jesus. How many in here? How many in here need the Spirit of the Lord God to set surveillance over your house and cover you and your family and cover you? Well, we're getting ready to pray this morning, but for those that are watching us live, hallelujah to God, I know you feel the tremor of what's going on the inside here today. Hallelujah. But before we get off the air, we want to pray for you. Whatever your condition, whatever your circumstance, perhaps you're having serious family crisis on today. Maybe somebody is having a problem in the area of finance. You have no job. You've lost your job. You're still wondering, how in the world am I going to come out of this? Well, the preacher came to tell us this morning that God's got you covered. And I got no doubt about it that he's got a plan to deliver you. Somebody is listening this morning and you are in a state of depression. The enemy has come, my God, to upset. The enemy has come to overthrow. But I want you to know that the God that we serve, that is greater and stronger than might. Come on, somebody lift your voice. I want you to know that we are in the temple, in the house of the Lord, and we are interceding for you this morning. We intercept every plans of the enemy right now that is in your life, and every satanic attack that has come against you, we declare it null and void. Perhaps this morning you're watching, you're not saved. Maybe you're a backslider. Maybe you lost your faith and accidentally slid up on this page on today. But I want you to know that that's not an accident, that God intended for you to be watching and for you to be listening. I don't know if you're in this state, in this country, or you're someplace else in the Caribbean or in Europe, but wherever you are, I want you to know that our God is able. He's able to deal with your condition. He's able to take care of your circumstance. I want you to lift your faith. We inject you with faith this morning. I feel the power of God radiated in this room, from this room to your room. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we transmit the message and the power of God into your life. The devil cannot have you. The devil will not have you. He will not destroy you. You've had enough suffering. You've gone through enough in your life. Hallelujah, for you to lose your life and wind up in a Christless hell. I command you, I beg you, I beseech you that you would bow before him this morning and say, God, I'm giving it back to you. Some of you are still in that mode of depression. You have not been in the house of God since March, but I command you in the name of Jesus, Psalms 27, the Lord is your light and your salvation. There is no reason to fear. I have no reason to fear, for the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Come, 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 come. As we kneel at the foot of the mountain, let the Lord go before you. Let the Lord fight your battle. You have tried to fight it. You've tried to fight it with your own words. It has left you in a deficit, in a detriment. So I ask you today, please join with us as we present your situation to God, your family, your circumstances, your purpose, your future. And I know that God's getting ready right now. In fact, he's already intercepted the plans of the enemy and the darts. Though they come close, they will not destroy you. I'm going to ask this woman of God to come now, and I want you to pray for our audience out beyond the screen, out in social media today. I want you to know that God loves you and we care for you. And I'm telling you, just like the preacher just told you, those weapons that have been launched, they will not prosper. Declare it! Will not prosper! However wicked, however powerful, however treacherous they may be, will not prosper. For greater is he that is in us. Let me hear the saints of God lift your voice in your heavenly language right now. Right now, lift your voice in your heavenly language. O'Connor, come. Come. Present that audience. And then
glory be to God. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, mighty God, for your grace of covering. We thank you, mighty God, that you are mindful of your people, because you send your only begotten son, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God instead of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. So Father God, there are many this morning, hallelujah, who are at almighty God, who have listened and who are listening even at this very moment. They are those in the sanctuary, mighty God, that have come to a crossroad. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Can't seem to catch a break, my God. But I pray this morning, Jesus Christ, that you will hold them up, mighty God, with your righteous right hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliver them, my God. Whatever situation that they are facing, whatever tragedy, mighty God, whatever difficulty, my God, whatever circumstances, whatever trouble that are surround them, I release, my God Almighty, your holy anointing, my God, to go in their homes and to correct, my God, in the name of Jesus. Tear down, my God Almighty, every plans of the enemy. Destroy every yoke. Let your anointing, my God, reach those that are lost. Let your anointing, mighty God, reach those that are on the edge. In the name of Jesus, I release your blood covering over your sons and daughters. Pull them out, my God. Bring them, mighty God, into your marvelous grace. In the name of Jesus, we fight against every attack against their lives. In the name of Jesus, whatever is fighting their destiny, their purpose, we release the blood, oh God, to cover, oh God, to shield, oh God, to protect. In the name of Jesus, tear down the walls, level the mountains. Oh my God, stretch forth your hands. Oh mighty God, may they not fret. May they not be afraid. Oh my God, but come to understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh mighty God, I pray this morning that your blood will rest upon your people. Cover your sons and daughters. Release your blood to interject. Release your blood to reverse, my God. Release your blood to overturn, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. We tear down every powers of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. We interject the atmosphere, hallelujah, with the blood of the Lamb this morning. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, my God, for your precious blood. Hallelujah. Glory be to God that has come to give us secure our coverage in the name of Jesus Christ. God, I thank you. Glory be to God.
Receive it now. Receive the grace of God that sustains and empowers. The grace of God that liberates. The grace of God that sets free. I say to all of our families and friends, sons and daughters of refuge, I declare the blessings of God over your life. Hallelujah. Right where you are, I want you to lift your hands to receive it. And I want you to see in the spirit realm. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. God, I'm feeling a burden for somebody that's watching us. That's not a member of this church, but you are a member of the body of Christ. Are you hearing me? I feel your burden this morning. I feel a word to declare to you that this week is not going to end the way that last week did. Hallelujah. That God is working miracles, that he has gone ahead of you right now. Hallelujah to God. The angel of the Lord. God has gone ahead of you and he's working it out. He is your litigator. Oh, right now, he's making intercession for you. And I want to give God praise and glory and honor for what he's fitting to do in your life. You have heard the word of God this morning, and I pray that you will not harden your heart to it. I pray that you will not stiffen your neck. I pray that you will be encouraged and that the Lord will fill you with consolation in a time of consternation. I pray that the Lord will lay his hands upon you and grant you his divine peace. I want you to receive it now. If you have not given yet, you still know how to give. All you've got to do, hallelujah, it'll come up on the screen in a little while, show you how to give. Before we leave off the air this morning, we want you to just give and give bountifully unto the Lord as he has given unto you. He'll give back to you a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. If you haven't yet given, all you've got to do is dial the number 203-684-1054, and just text the word give. Just text the word give. Now I want to say to you that the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. The Lord let his countenance cause his countenance to shine upon you. May the Lord water your dry places, irrigate those areas in your life of dryness, and may the Lord refresh your soul and your spirit. May you be filled with the joy of the Lord. May it become your strength in places of weakness. And we declare that may the grace of Almighty God flow upon your life like falling rain. Receive it in your body. Receive it in your eyes. Somebody's eyes are going dim, in fact, going blind. But in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I touch you, hallelujah to God, from this virtual screen this morning. I touch you in the name of Jesus, and I command your eyes in Jesus' name to be whole, to be whole, to be whole. Chronic pains and chronic sicknesses, whether it be from arthritis or whatever the condition of your body is, inflammation, hallelujah to God. Some of you are having problems, hallelujah to God, in your abdominal area. In the name of Jesus, I command the miracles of God to touch you right where you are, whether you're in here or out there. I want you to receive it as you lay your hands right there. I command the fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, to melt that thing away. I decree that the doctors will not touch you. Hallelujah to God, that a razor will not go upon your body. Right now, child of God, there is a burning and a bursting that will come afterwards. There is a burning of the fire of God in your body, in that place. Receive it. Receive it by faith. Receive it by faith. I command that your kidneys be restored. Hallelujah to God, to health right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord revive them. May the Lord renew them. May the Lord breathe through your lungs. Unclog every blood vessel. I feel the healing power of God. I feel the anointing power of God that has come to heal, that has come to deliver. May the Lord God put an helmet around your neck, a helmet around your head, hallelujah, to God, to garrison your mind. May the Lord God preserve your mind. Feels like you're going out of your mind, feel like your brains is on fire, but in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not lose your mind, you will not lose your memory, you will not lose your ability to think. I pressure the pressure with the fire of Almighty God. Peace over your mind, 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 peace over your mind. The peace of the Lord, 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 the peace of the Lord. I command you be still. I command it to be still. The rage, the rage. I command you to be still. The rage. Hey, hey, hey. Be blessed in your body. Be blessed in your mind. Be blessed in your spirit. May the Lord calm your spirit. May the Lord calm your spirit in the name of Jesus. May that force that has come to oppress you, that has come to distress you, child of God, may the Lord cause it to vanish and vanquish right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. Receive it. And may even your enemies, like angels sent from God, rush to your aid, to your need, to your rescue, and empty of themselves of treasures you never thought would ever come to your hands. May there be a transference now in the spirit realm that manifests in this this realm, in this physical realm. Stretch your hands out and receive them. Receive fullness. They're being filled with treasures from heaven, filled with the requests that you have been making before God in the bitterness and the anguish of tears. Receive them. They're in your hands. The miracles are in your hands. They're in your hands. They're in your hands. And how you respond to it, let me know whether you receive it. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, the blessings of the Lord be upon you and upon you and upon you and you. And you're coming in, you're going out, you're laying down, and in your uprising, I decree you blessed of the Lord. Until we see you next time, same place. God bless you. And remember, hold on to his unchanging hands. Miracles happen every day, and today is your day. God bless you, everybody. God bless you.